launching a strong enough force. Usually the boss does manage to separate the wishful from the possible, whatever his own feelings. Upon arriving, Blade took charge of the division forming Mugabe's left flank, meaning he would be head-to-head with the Prabhrinda Dra when the field armies collided. It was interesting to note that all the division commanders of the Shadowlander main force, along with the head general himself, were renegades who'd gone over from our side. They were all competent soldiers, but I doubted that Long Shadow cared. What mattered to him most was that they would be strongly motivated to avoid defeat and capture. I scurried ahead to Overlook, to be there when Howler reported from the front. It ought to be entertaining. Long Shadow turned into a raving, foamy-mouthed madman when things really went wrong. I had to adjust my position in time only slightly to watch the screaming sorcerer arrive on a carpet that was a herd of holes held together by a handful of threads. It was a wonder it didn't fall apart under him. Long Shadow listened to Howler's report. He was angry, but he didn't fault his ally, which was odd. He wasn't one to assume much blame himself. Howler observed,
"She was a step ahead this time."
"Did any of our assets survive the skirmish?"
"Skirmish?"
"No!
Time to keep the Skildirsha behind the Dandapresh, then. For now, we'll use them only for communications and reconnaissance. What of the Skrinsa? Any out there?"
"Not living. Not that I transported."
"Excellent."
This was scary. Long Shadow always dealt with bad news by turning into a raving lunatic. The Howler said,
"Husband those who still live. Order them to begin teaching their craft to any with the capacity to learn it. If your mighty general fails and the company breaks through at Charandaprash, Shadow Weavers will be priceless."
Long Shadow grunted, fiddled with his mask.
"You knew the woman, Senjak. Does she have the power to break our armies?"
"She would have in olden times. It's possible she may be strong enough now, unless we go up there to preoccupy her while our troops exterminate hers."
I found it interesting that they believed Lady was in charge, whatever appearance we presented. Possibly that was because Howler had been under her thumb for so long, virtually her slave. He might not be capable of believing her anything less than the master. Two, they seemed unable to recognize the fact that our better motivated troops had beaten theirs regularly without any sorceress, mystical, or divine assistance. Long Shadow asked,
"Are there a great many of them coming?"
"Yes, although they have broken with past practice. Many are camp followers, weakened by trying to live off a land already scoured by military foragers."
True, and even the soldiers were less than 100%. However much groundwork we'd laid, the last leg of the journey passed through barren country.
"But their force is larger."
"The combat forces, yes, slightly. But it consists of